Today marks an historic moment in Ireland. For the first time, women will have broad access to legal abortions. The government passed a bill legalizing abortions last month. For more on the change, we turn to NPR's London correspondent, Frank Langfitt, who's been following this. Hi, Frank.
Hi, good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. So describe the scope of this. How is life different today for women in Ireland than it was yesterday?
Well, for pregnant ones, it's very different. For the first time, beginning this morning, women can call in to a government helpline for advice on a pregnancy and receive guidance on obtaining an abortion. They'll also obviously get other guidance. There are lots of ways to handle a pregnancy, of course. If they're 9 weeks pregnant, they'll be given the name of the nearest general practitioner who provides abortion services. So far, there are about 165 clinics in the country that have signed up to participate, and they'll offer an abortion pill. The names are actually not being published of these clinics because there is fear. Certainly from the clinics of being targeted by anti-abortion groups. If a woman is more than 9 weeks pregnant, she can then be referred to the nearest hospital to provide abortion procedures. There are just nine that have agreed so far to do that. But still, even though the numbers are not enormous in terms of the opportunities for women and where to go, it is a huge shift in the country. You got to remember, Rachel, as recently as 2016, at least several thousand women traveled from Ireland to England and Wales to have an abortion.
Right. So is the government putting any limits on abortions?
It is. You know, it's still, there's still a very strong conservative streak in certainly parts of the country. And abortion is now generally forbidden after 12 weeks. So for instance, if an abortion were to fail and a woman's pregnancy exceeds 12 weeks, it would be illegal to attempt a second abortion except for certain circumstances, particularly involving risk to the life of the mother or health of the mother. Doctors who carry out an abortion after 12 weeks in certain circumstances that aren't covered could face a fine or imprisonment of up to 14 years.
Hmm. So Ireland is obviously tethered to the Catholic Church, very socially conservative, has been anyway. So this is a huge change. Can you just remind us the arc of this? How did it come to be?
Yeah, so back in May, politically, there was a landslide vote to repeal a constitutional amendment in Ireland that had banned nearly all abortions. But really, this goes back over the decades, and it's the culmination of years of dramatic social, economic, and religious change in the country. Now, you remember, not so long ago, Ireland was poor, but the economy took off in the 1990s, and it drew back a lot of Irish immigrants, people who'd been in U.S., Australia, England. Mm-hmm. They came back with more liberal ideas. The biggest factor, though, has been the collapse of the authority of the Catholic Church. And of course, this has happened to a certain degree in the United States following the child sex abuse scandals. Also in Ireland, you had these church-run workhouses that took children away from unwed mothers. The church tried to cover up a lot of these things. And so over four decades, what you've seen is mass attendance has gone from about 80%, and now it hovers around 35%.
And the Pope was there recently, right? I mean, did you see evidence of the church's waning influence through his visit?
He was. I was there for the visit, and it was, Rachel, it was night and day. It was so striking. Back in 79, when Pope John Paul II went, there was to Ireland, there was an outpouring of affection. He held mass in Dublin for 1.2 million people. This time out, Pope Francis, it was just a small fraction of that. And in the crowds, they weren't that thick in Dublin, waiting for the Pope Mobile. And even, you could even hear some boos from victims of clerical sex abuse who'd come out to protest the church. So a huge shift in Ireland in terms of the authority and the affection for the Catholic Church.
NPR's Frank Langfitt for us this morning. Thanks so much, Frank.
Happy to do it, Rachel.